do those, well, you tell me, what is a negative criticism you've received for this kind of work, and how do you respond to that?
Well, it's quite often said, and I have certain sympathy with this asseveration, that after all, music is music, and cipher is cipher, and never the twain shall meet, or at least they never meet in any significant measure. And I can see why that's said, but it seems to me to rest on a misapprehension. What cipher is when it turns into music is music, and that's really all you hear. One might say, for example, that there can't really be a Clara theme because the letter B isn't really L and can't really mean L. On the other hand, the letter C isn't really the note C either. It isn't really that. All these things are symbols, and music itself is a symbol. So once you've translated a name or an idea into music, and there's no doubt at all that Schumann did that, and Brahms did it too, and Elgar, certainly, beyond any question. And it can't be a coincidence that great composers happen to have minds that work in that way. It's not a very common characteristic, I think, among the populace at large. I should be surprised if more than a tiny fraction of 1% of people were interested in such ideas, but a very high proportion of great composers are interested in such ideas, and they're musical. And once you've translated the cipher notes or the idea into music, then what you have is music. And I've heard people who can actually read music in this rather unusual sense. There's quite a well-known musical manuscript in which the composer, John Field, thanks his hostess of the previous evening, who happened to be Madame Kramer, for the delightful supper she had given him, which consisted of... wrote his thank you letter to Madame Kramer for his nice supper of the previous evening, which had consisted of, he said, and he was very grateful for this, and... And I've known people who, when that was played to them, didn't just spell out, but heard in their head straight away B-E-E-F and C-A-B-B-A-G-E. And what he was thanking for was beef and cabbage, and he said that he would be very grateful for a second helping of either. And so for some people, for really musical minds who are listening to the notes at absolute pitch and are familiar with the letter names, as of course one is, when you hear this, they just say, beef, it spells beef.